To what extent have these agents, and specifically I'm wondering about bevacizumab, been utilized with people with primaries in place? And what do you see? I'd be curious not just about response, but even in terms of bleeding.
All we have in terms of these agents with patients with primaries in place is truly anecdotal data. On each of these trials, most of the trials excluded such patients. Some of the other trials did not. And every center has a patient or two who may have had their primary in place, and there are reports of primary tumor shrinking. I don't think there's been a lot of reports of bleeding in the primary tumors as a problem. I've not heard of that as a prominent problem, again, realizing it's a very limited number of cases. We're about to start a trial looking at sunitinib in patients with their primary in place, patients with unresectable tumors. So these would be big tumors, locally advanced, that if anybody's going to bleed, it would be this group of patients. And so we'll have a little bit of handle months down the road about that particular question.
That'll be really fascinating. How often do you see patients or do you treat patients with a primary in place? And how often do you actually have the primaries taken out in spite of metastatic disease?
There were two prospective trials conducted in the 90s, one U.S., one in Europe, looking at the value of debulking nephrectomy in metastatic disease. Now, all those patients got interferon subsequent to surgery or interferon alone. Those trials showed a pretty substantial survival benefit, overall survival benefit for undergoing nephrectomy. And on the basis of those trials, debulking nephrectomy was really the standard of care in patients who were suitable, good performance status, resectable tumors, etc. In the era of VEGF-targeted therapy, the paradigm hasn't changed, although people have questioned whether or not all those patients really need to go to surgery. I'm still a believer that debulking nephrectomy is the standard of care. At Cleveland Clinic, we still generally send patients who are appropriate to debulking nephrectomy and then give them systemic therapy with VEGF-targeted agents or otherwise.
Are most of those laparoscopically done?
Not necessarily. I mean, that's a technical surgical question about the size of the tumor and the location and the status of the patient and et cetera. So I don't know that I would say most are done laparoscopically. I'm not sure what the percentage is.